not built for a cook stove, but it had a flat top and you could use it for that. And I presume typically they were used in that type of installation for heating water and laundry. At some later date, or earlier, I really can't remember, we had a kerosene burning heater. Had a round glass, it was like a tank. You put it in, then you inverted it upside down and it dribbled the kerosene into the heater.
Talking about wood that you burn in the fireplace, were there any particular names for the big pieces of wood that people burn in those things?
We generally would call it fat wood. Some people call them lighter knots. Really?
Was that the wood to get started, or
yeah,
just burn it?
Well, kindling, we always call the wood that we cut into the little strips fat pine wood, kindling. But now the knots were those where a tree decayed and left the, it was a joint where the limb would go out, and it would be a big bulbous knot there. And they call them pine knots.
And those things inside the fireplace that you laid the logs across, you call them?
I've always really called them andirons, but now some people call them fire dogs. I really don't know whether there's any difference between whether an andiron is a plain one and a fire dog is a decorative figure or not. I don't know.
Have you ever heard of called dog irons?
Dog irons? No, I don't believe so.
And the thing on the outside of the house that the smoke goes up through, you call that the?
Well, chimney.
Yeah, I'm sure if you had a factory, those tall things.
They call that a smokestack. Now, some houses had smokestacks instead of chimneys. They'd have what I would call them, there was a metal pipe that would go through the roof. If they had that, I would call it a smokestack.
And in a fireplace, if you burn wood for a very long time, you get this accumulation of black material on the inside.
It soot, yeah.
And after the wood burns down inside the fireplace, the stuff that's left would just be
cold, or when they were hot, or ashes.
What color were those ashes usually?
Grayish color, I guess. White and gray.
When you were talking about your house, you mentioned the sofa. Have you ever heard people call that by any other name?
Yeah, Davenport. Of course, some people call a love seat, I think, technically, is a little different piece of furniture. A settee. But again, maybe that's a different article.
You ever heard one called a Chesterfield?
Well, I know the name, but I never really heard them call that. I guess Chesterfield is a type of furniture, more or less, isn't it?
This thing I'm sitting in, you just called that a
chair, yeah.
Would you make a distinction and say the types of chairs that you have in here, any general names for them, or the design, or function, or whatever?
Well, they call this a barrel chair. These other chairs, I don't know, some people might call them an overstuffed chair. I've really never known what a overstuffed chair was. That particular chair you're sitting in, I don't know what one would call that. It's an old chair. Spindleback? I don't know whether that's a spindleback chair or not.
Yeah,